if any of you have a financial interest or business interest with any of the parties, you have to recuse yourself. Please don't recuse yourself.
Is this the AOD meeting?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes.
Is it anywhere?
Yeah.
My business partners.
Okay, no, fine. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're all ready to go.
We'll call the meeting to order, and we need an approval of the minutes.
Correct.
Move to approve.
Second.
Favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay, and it's approved of the March 16th, 2023. Okay, tonight's agenda, let's start off with AOD file 724-3527 North Buffalo Street. And
I need to read it.
The applicant is seeking approval of the planned refurbishment of the new paint removal bodings and new signage. So if you want to go ahead and
yes,
what your plans are.
So I'm Matt LaFleur. I'm a member of Jocko Properties LLC. The plan is to just try and change the paint, not change any of the big appearances, not the windows or anything like that. Just try and bring the building a little bit back to life using what we've been told is a historical color or a historical color pattern. I don't know necessarily if that's true or not, but that's just what we've heard. So we wanted to kind of stick with a historical type pattern and think, you know, the colors that we picked out, we'll stick with kind of the historical trend with the navy main color and accented with I think it's called frontline gray specifically. But, you know, all the trim remaining white, keeping the trim and all the nice architectural features of the building consistent, and also adding a sign for the business that's currently in the building. So we're just going to replace what was there basically with the new building, or sorry, the building occupant, and not change a ton of stuff, just colors, mainly.
Okay. Any questions?
You said it was a historic color. Who suggested it was, or where did you hear that, or do we have any insight on that?
The painter that we're working with said that a navy type color is a historical color.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't know if there's any truth to it. Didn't do much research on my side.
What year was this from?
You should know this.
You think prior to 1915?
Yeah, it was, I believe. Somewhere like
much
late 1800s. Yeah. I don't know the exact year. I want to say somewhere around like 1890 or so.
I'm at a disadvantage. These two guys got degrees in architecture, history, things like that. You know.
Okay. No, I think we do understand the documentation that you sent. I think is pretty helpful. Maintaining that the, you know, which parts are going to stay white, the trim and the accent pieces up on top,
sure,
and that the gray will be matching the color of the awnings will go, but it will match the color of the.
What do you refer to that as?
It's a bay window.
The roof of the bay window, yeah, whatever exactly, that technical term is. But yeah, I mean it looks very reasonable to me.
Yeah, what's the material on that? Is it just
So it's I don't want to call it tin, but it's some sort of metal that's just coated.
Okay, so
it was black, and there's a couple of different layers of paint underneath it. It looked like it might have been purple at one point. So, you know, that would become gray. If we're to keep the awnings, that was something that I want to talk to you guys about. If we're to keep the awnings, we might paint that black to match the black awnings that are on it. That was kind of a sticking point with our proposal and all. because I know that in the code, you prefer awnings. You could leave the awnings and freshen them up with more black.
So those canvas awnings?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the issue with the awnings?
I think that was a personal preference of when the code was written 15 years ago.
Okay.
Or so, I think that was one of the preferences in hand, or you don't in hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, all I saw was that the code called out awnings and said, you know, if you can use awnings, and I figured, you know, there's awnings there.
Yeah, if it's practical.
Yeah, but, you know, wanted to at least bring this in front of the board and see what you guys had to say about it.
I'm just trying to picture what I'm feeling.
Sure.
Yeah.
You probably want the awning for people coming in and out of inclement weather.
Yeah, there's not a ton of traffic through that door. I mean, it's a private office, and there's a side entrance.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of the main in and out, so we're not really open to the public, so.
Okay, so that really would be an issue.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what Tom might think, but it's hard for me to sit here and say, we really need the awnings.
Six of one, half of that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem either way. I mean, I would just wonder what's underneath them, if it's the same wood material. If it matches, you know, it might actually look better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, any of the clapboard that is not looking great, obviously, we're gonna replace it before we paint it. So if we do take the awnings off and find that there's a gap or whatever, replace that piece of clapboard.
What's your thoughts on the paint? I have no issues with it.
Yeah, sounds like it.
It's well thought out.
Yeah, I think it'll look nice.
Want to just leave the awnings as a either or? Can go either way.
Yeah, I mean, if you're comfortable with that, I mean, you're gonna take them down at least once, right?
Yeah, I mean, we'll take them down regardless, the canvas needs to be replaced.
Right.
So I would think, I mean, we'll take those down, and if the frames are in rough shape, we paint them. We'll paint them up and just keep them consistent black. So if we decide to keep the awnings, the only change to our proposal would be that that roof part would be black.
Black, yeah.
Just leave that black, and then the awnings would just stay black.
Well, we know that, and we.
Yeah, he has one.
We can officially do that, right?
Now, I've got to envision this with the blue paint and the black, the awning. That's kind of hard for me to.
Might be better for you.
Yeah, I mean, we would replace the canvases anyway, so we could do whatever color.
Yeah, I want to try and give you something to go on here. I mean.
I mean, our first choice would be to just take them out.
Take them down, right?
And be done with it, but.
Yeah.
If it was a sticking point because of the code or whatever, I was gonna propose to work with you on whatever.
I mean, at first I thought, you know, approving either way would be a good solution here. Problem is, if we want to do it either way, I think we've got to go think about the colors, and I'm not sure black is the right color for the, you know, for the blue paint, and do we want to try and approve something like that, or should we just say, we go with what you proposed, which is no awnings, and we go with that?
Yeah, we can do that. That probably, because that's most likely what you want to do.
Yeah, that would be our first choice.
Okay.
Okay.
So we want to move to approve? Do we need a motion?
Yeah.
Move to approve, as submitted.
Perfect. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You're powerful.
Yeah, we are. We move it, we second it.
You filled out one of the overlay forms, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is.
Yep.
Oh, okay, yeah, we didn't specifically address the sign.
Yeah, we gotta address the sign. Kind of figured I'd do the paint first.
Yeah, it's kind of a bigger deal, because we want the sign to match whatever the, you know, the. again, kind of sticking with the same structure that was already there, just replacing that inner piece and trying to match the paint color as best we can to the color of the building.
Will it be lit at all?
There's no lighting.
No lighting? Okay.
So it's going to be the midnight blue or water city blue, or is it going to be a different color?
It's going to be, it's very, very close.
Close, okay.
It's far enough away, bro. Yeah, I don't have the exact color name, but it is very, very close to that. Water city blue.
Okay. So this, size-wise, is not an issue because it's already there. It's already approved, that's not. How about the landscaping? Looks a little rough.
Yeah, so our thought would be to refresh the mulch that's there with black mulch to match the front of the building. The front of the building has some black mulch landscaping. So the mulch beds are there, we just haven't, you know, freshened it up because there's no sign there. We would, you know, freshen it up with black mulch.
So this is the existing sign, where we put in the sign, the post is the same as Pam.
Yep, where we take those posts, put the sign in and refresh the mulch around it.
It's pretty simple.
Good.
Move to approve.
Second.
Thank you, the landscaping taken care of.
Thank you, Karen.
Good job. So you filled out one of these forms, I'll get it to the building inspector after Tom has a chance to just quickly review it and hopefully in the next couple of days, he gets called to the building.
So do you need me to fill out anything else?
No, we got you. We got this, I think you filled everything. Signed it, we got your address. No, why don't you give me your email address on here. It's usually a quicker way to get into the whole thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
One down, two to go.
Okay, number two is AOD file 16-24-3752 North Buffalo Parkhead Sweet Shops. Is anyone here for Parkhead Sweet Shops?
No.
Okay, two down, okay. One more to go.
All right.
We just want to pass on that, or the only question I would have about this, I don't know whether it's worthwhile sort of forwarding it on or not. I just am not sure about the color of the signage. I mean, I don't think we'd want it to be too vibrant. That would not be in keeping with what I think we want. Now, we don't have the samples. That first package was awesome. It gave us the samples and everything else.
Yeah.
And that would be the only question I would have about D.
But the other thing is we've had two or three applicants took the time out of the schedules to come here and give us, as you say, a nice package and everything like that to look at, and we're able to ask them questions and that. I just table.
I know. I agree with tabling it. I'm making an observation.
Oh,
if it helps them.
Okay.
Whenever they do come in to think about, if we put it in the minutes, please, that saying we're not going to address it because there was no representative here, but we were questioning the color, the pink color, and whether it would be a vibrant pink or a pale pink or whatever the.
Well, you got an interesting contrast because the building across the street from is black.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I think we're ready for number three.
On to number three.
Okay, and I just got to read this. AOD file 1824 would be 3385 Orchard Park Road in the current spot, well, Falling Waters. Go ahead.
So there is currently, I guess what it's grandfathered in is
signage at the spot, Falling Waters. It is a stone piece of something, maybe with a water fountain at some point, that is going to have to be demoed. We spoke with Dave during the process to evaluate the new signage and the damage that's been done in that land around it, which is why we're proposing new signage on the opposite side as we remove the sign. I shouldn't say sign. It is a monument.
Stone monument.
It's like a stone monument with letters punched in and a small sign under that is Parkland Physical Therapy. So they can be removed so that there's not actual signage on the monument while this would be constructed on the opposite side of the driveway.
The driveway.
Yeah, okay. Not comfortable with the current condition of where that water fountain was, especially with the water receding underneath. There's a giant like dip there.
Yeah.
And so the building's under renovation right now. It has been. And so we're making sure we're gonna have to probably demolish it. We're trying to save for her at least the letters or something. She asked for a piece of the original since she no longer owns the building and is downsized. So that's where we're at on our signage. Black, and the building has already been repainted. We went through all of the zoning pieces for the special permit application. The building has been painted. It's being entirely brought up to code. So just to be clear, that was not under code at all. As far as lighting, that's electrical is being done inside. It was wired residential. It's been all swapped to commercial. So for outside lighting on the current monument, if you will, whatever you want to call that thing, there seems to be two light fixtures, one in which was working, one was not working. They've looked at the electricity on the other side of the building where this would go. We are proposing just to construct the sign first, not lighting at this point, until we can really observe the outside of where everything is just having to be dug up and taken a look at, just because of the coating that was not properly done when it was first wired. So that's kind of where we're at. We typically FlexLoom works with you directly. We were like, this is a weird one because of the monument that's up. So we proposed to come ourselves versus having the company do this.
Apologize for the phone. I was actually looking at the property. I wasn't doing something else.
No,
I was trying to.
It's been a staple there for a long time. And so they did their rendering. I don't know if that. Yeah, you got
that.
Yeah,
we do
that.
So the spa sign's like
they kept
here right
it.
Now.
Yeah, they kind of kept it out since it wouldn't be any longer considered signage the minute the lettering is.
So there was erosion there. Is that what happened?
It's a little bit of erosion. A little bit of. I mean, I feel like they kept the building up decently, but as far as signage, everything's outdated there. I mean, if you've been in the building, it was extremely outdated. So we've been in the process of just taking it down to the studs, and her spot is also renovated. But the main thing I want to call out is they are no longer the primary tenant, which means they cannot have the primary signage. And so that's why all of the signs need to be removed. The one on the outside of the building facing Orchard Park Road has already been removed. They are no longer.
Yeah, I noticed that when I drove by.
Yeah, I mean, that was a, even though we're not operating in there yet since we're still under renovation, we just had to pull that plug because they're not the main tenant anymore.
So the plan for removing the existing sign is?
Well, we're getting a quote on that because we think it has to be bulldozed out at this point because it's eroded underneath where the grass is. It's like a old school fountain.
Yeah.
It's got stone and it's, I can't even, a well looking
thing. Dave mentioned that as long as the letters are off, it could be a fountain.
You can leave it there.
Yeah,
we can leave it there for a while until we're ready to actually remove it all. I think what we're wanting to make sure as our contractor's looking at it is that we're not digging up something else.
Right.
We want to make sure we've vetted everything before we just go scooping that thing out. As you know, there's a small river, there's a waterway there. Yeah, so it's not in great shape.
Okay.
obviously, and it's got a copper looking thing on the top, and I don't even know what's inside there. So we're trying to do this in steps because, like I said, once we get into that piece, now we're going to have a hole. Now that's going to have to be filled.
Yeah.
So the optimal proposal is to remove all the letters. Should also note, like Parkland Physical Therapy, they just had their little tiny sign. Remove everything from it, leave it as a fountain or whatever you want to call it, and then construct this on the opposite side away from it. Those other little pillar things, by the way, we've demoed those out. I don't even know what they were. They were like some metal looking.
They're gold.
Yeah, and they had, I maybe they lit up at one time. They had some weird cementy thing inside, but all that's been removed. It's just grass now. And everything's being refreshed. All of the landscaping. I hate to put it like that. They did a great job, but we've refreshed it.
Okay, good. Was there electricity running to those poles?
No, I don't think so. I don't know if they were like one of those solar.
Gotcha. Solar batteries.
I'm not sure. They're in the garbage.
Okay. Do we have to, as a group, would we consider the old sign as an issue, or?
The old sign you're going to demo.
We're going to demo. We're going to first take all the lettering off.
Yeah, that's the first issue, and it may be that you just sort of leave it there. The letters in the copper, you can take the copper top off, or are we going to just, you don't
the letters are underneath. They're not actually attached to the copper.
Right.
It's literally like that's where the water maybe came out, and then it's like a little thing of letters that are individually affixed.
I have a picture, actually.
We do have a picture of it up close.
That's what I was trying to remember.
We were also wondering why they wanted to save the letters. We couldn't remember what they were. So we took a close-up picture as we kind of chopped them off. Maybe it's sentimental, I'm not sure, but that's what they look like.
So the copper thing is above the letters.
Oh, yeah, I see that's really close, okay.
Yeah. And then there's
we're going to pull those off.
Yeah.
And then the Parkland one is like a piece of wood.
So once you remove the letters in that, then basically this is a piece of artwork.
The water, I don't think, runs in it, maybe, if it was rehooked up, but it's no longer. Yeah, it's like art. It's like sitting there like a stone.
Yeah, just leave it there.
Yeah.
Not sure what's going to come out of it.
I don't think you have to do anything with that.
No, other than I think just take the letters off, right? Yep. I think we'd want the letters off so you wouldn't have that. But that's okay. You want the letters off, too, because it's spot falling water, so you don't want that.
Correct.
Okay, so we'll go with that. The sign's black and white, essentially.
Just black and
lighting.
White. There's a little bit of gray in the logo words, but predominantly all black and white. Of course, we've put the two tenants on the bottom. They're still accounted for in the signage. They're just now proportionally.
Okay. And will there be any landscaping around?
No. That area, we're trying to just keep it nice and solid from where we took out those little holes.
Is it going to be grass or stone?
It's grass.
Grass, okay.
For now. If eventually down the road we come back and want to do something a little bit fancier, we're just trying to also be price conscious because we did have to demo 8,000 square feet of that space, which was
a little pricey.
Yeah. The electrical alone was really fun.
I bet.
Yeah, it's been great. And the fire alarm system. That was the other one 2 weeks ago. That was not fully up to code. We're like, great.
What else you got for me?
Yeah. I'm sure you'll want the update. Like, once we actually do take that monumental artwork down, you might want that update of what's inside. That might be fun for you. We're going to play a trivia game.
Do a fundraiser to guess what's in it.
A lot.
Okay. To approve?
Second.
You filled that sheet?
I did.
Alright. So we're good to go in there. So,
just the top part, right?
Yep.
But we have contact information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Through the same process as the gentleman that was here before you that's going to go through, which is I will take a chair. And he'll look at, I suspect he's going to do exactly what you were interested in, and you'll be
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. I was giggling too, because this gentleman that came before, we looked at that, I looked at that building, that's why when he was doing the sign, I wanted to say, you should take the awnings off.
Most important.
Move to adjourn.
Okay, you're done. You guys need something signed?
Thank you.
Thank you, good luck with the building and all your.
Thank you, building I think is really in great shape now.
It's awesome.
It's